Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome and a very Merry Christmas to you all. This is Podcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh. Let's get to the news.
Another surprising development from India's cricket tour of Australia. Former Indian captain MS Dhoni has been recalled for the ODI series against Australia as well as New Zealand. The BCCI had dropped him from the Australia T20I series last month, claiming they were looking for a second wicketkeeper in the format. Dhoni now returns to the Indian side after sitting out two T20I series against West Indies at home in November and three T20s in Australia before the Test series. A BCCI official told the Press Trust of India, and I quote, "Since there are only eight ODIs, that is three against Australia and five against New Zealand, the selectors want to give MS as much game time as possible before the World Cup. Three T20Is means 11 international matches through the next 1 month," unquote. Current wicketkeeper Rishabh Pant has been included in the squad for the T20s against New Zealand. All-rounder Hardik Pandya has also been included in the limited over squad for the series that follow the tests against Australia. Pandya sustained a back injury during the Asia Cup in September and missed the home series against the West Indies. He rejoined the national side after the Perth test. Other additions to the squad include Kedar Jadhav and Ravindra Jadeja. India play three ODIs against Australia after the test series. They then play five ODIs and three T20s against New Zealand. An update from the Ranji Trophy now. Delhi scored their first win of this Ranji season after a thumping 9-wicket victory over Madhya Pradesh, while UP handed Tripura a drubbing, defeating them by an innings and 384 runs. Delhi's left-arm spinner Vikas Mishra took 6 wickets in the second innings to restrict MP's batsmen to just 157 runs. Vikas finished the match with figures of 12 for 71 as Delhi defeated MP in just 3 days. The visitors struggled against Delhi off-spinner Shivam Sharma as well, who claimed 3 wickets. The two spinners accounted for 9 of MP's 10 wickets, setting up a fourth innings target of 29 for the hosts. In a funny twist, Delhi needed to get there without losing a wicket to claim a bonus point, but lost a wicket 2 runs short of the target. Meanwhile, Uttar Pradesh registered a massive win against Tripura, beating them by an innings and 384 runs. The hosts scored a huge 552 for 7, with Priyam Garg scoring 206. Rinku Singh scored 149, while captain Akash Deep Nath made 106. UP then bundled out Tripura for a paltry 108 in the first innings. To follow on, Tripura made just 60 runs and were all out in 25 overs. UP's pace bowlers Ankit Rajput and Imtiaz Ahmed destroyed Tripura's batting, with Rajput taking 6 wickets and Ahmed claiming 3. Some badminton news from the Premier Badminton League, or PBL, now. Carolina Marin and Lakshya Sen won their respective singles matches for their team Pune 7 Aces, but could not stop the Avadhi Warriors from winning the tie 4-3. Before the wins by Sen and Olympic champion Marin, Pune 7 Aces were trailing 0-3. South Korean player Sun Won-ho, the world number 5, won the opening game for the Avadhi Warriors, beating Frenchman Brice Leverdes 15-14, 15-7. Sun's victory gave the Warriors 2 points. Then in the men's doubles match, Yang Li of Taiwan and Christiansen Mathias of Denmark defeated the Pune 7 Aces pair of Matthias Bo and Vladimir Ivanov 15-12 and 15-14. That gave the Warriors a 3-0 lead. Marin, who lost her first game of Season 4 to PV Sindhu, was under pressure to perform. She defeated Bei Wen Zhang 15-13, 15-9 to give Pune 2 points. Sen defeated South Korean shuttler Dong Kyun Lee, who is ranked 27th in the world in straight games, 15-11, 15-8. But Ashwini Ponnappa and Christiansen Mathias ensured that Avathi Warriors won the tie 4-3 to leave the Pune 7 Aces disappointed. Ponnappa and Mathias won 15-8, 11-15, 15-12 over rivals Vladimir Ivanov and Lienhmark Kersfeld in the mixed doubles match. An update now from the ISL to wind up today's podcast. FC Pune City announced Phil Brown as the new head coach for the remainder of the 2018-2019 season. Since 1999, Brown has managed many top English clubs like Blackpool, Southend United, Preston North End, Derby County and Hull City, a media release issued by Pune City went on to say. Prior to that, he also played for clubs across England over an 18-year career as a footballer, including clubs like Bolton Wanderers and Blackpool. Brown took charge of Hull City in 2006 and helped the club qualify for the Premier League for the first time in its 104-year history. He then moved to Southend in League 2 in 2013 and helped them make the playoffs 3 times, including a promotion to League 1. Speaking of his appointment as coach of FC Pune City, Brown said, and I quote, "FC Pune City has been having a difficult season, but I'm optimistic about taking up this job as the points table really isn't the real representation of the talent that's existing at the club. The potential at the club is exciting and I'm really looking forward for the season," unquote. Aidan Davison will also join Pune as goalkeeper coach.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.